Well, I believe not long ago we had a discussion about a decline in the general desirability of a physics major, for instance, by big commercial firms. Is that phenomena part of this picture, too?
Yes, it is. The entire scientific community is being affected by the turmoil that's present in society at large, and specifically on campus. I think that's the principal heat engine, if you would, that's causing the controversy.
Well, do we know, for instance, whether or not all this tumult is creating fewer science students?
There is a drop in science enrollments throughout the universities. Science is being seen by many undergraduates as an establishment vocation, which they want no part of. And in fact, last year I talked to some MIT graduates who got PhDs in physics, which preferred to go out of the
the 75,000, probably 1,100.
Are the machines made so they can treat kidney patients for a while the patients regain normal kidney function or wait for a transplant? How does that work?
They're put on the machine. It's meant more or less as a temporary thing, although it may go on for many years because there are no transplants available. And the machine is either at the hospital or at home, and perhaps two or three times a week, the patient would go on the machine and spend 5, 6, 7 hours having his blood clean of the toxins that the kidney major takes care of. And then he waits for a transplant, which all too often isn't okay.
What are some of the problems in getting a transplant?
First of all, they're just unmet donors. Not aware, I think, of a very high success rate.
Well, now let's talk about that. Just what is the success rate of kidney transplants?
Well, it's about, from the cadaver to the liver, it's about 50%.
When you say live donors, you mean live donors, really, but the doctors don't mention tissue, or you talk more about the siblings.
Yes, it does have to be technically, but most cases for professional reasons within the family, and it must be matched blood and tissue type.
What can you tell us, for instance, about the efforts that some patients have had to go to try to get kidneys? I believe recently there have been a number of stories of patients who've advertised, for instance, for kidneys.